And joining us on the phone now is Johnny Williams. He's the town manager for the small village Anuktuag in Canada, which has been the site of a lot of media attention these last days with what's believed to be a family of killer whales that were trapped beneath the ice for several days. Johnny, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for talking with us tonight.
It's good to talk to someone far away.
Yes, you are quite far away from us. Your village is actually located on Hudson Bay, is that correct?
Yeah, east coast of Hudson Bay in Nunavik.
In Nunavik, right.
Okay.
I see a lot of people refer to that as Quebec, but it's actually Nunavik.
Yeah. Well, after the agreement with Canada and Quebec, we named our country Nunavik.
Right, right. And that was not that very long ago, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I understand that those killer whales have actually been freed. That's really, really good news. Have you been celebrating? What have you been doing since the whales have been freed?
Okay. Yesterday morning, we started to celebrate, and everybody was quite joy about the sea ice being open overnight.
Yes, because the wind shifted, I understand.
Yeah, the new moon cracked the ice, and then wind shifted to our north from southwest.
So, for those of us who aren't that familiar with the story, can you tell the story about what happened with the whales from the beginning and how folks discovered they were in trouble?
Well, it probably started, we know it was started when we have a west wind and on the storm. When we have a storm from the west wind, the ice in the Hudson Bay area closed into our island. So there was no more water except for a small opening where the whales are.
And so how long were they actually, they got trapped in these small pockets of open water, and how long were they actually trapped in these little pockets?
They were spotted on Tuesday, and but I think on Monday we have a storm, so they probably got stuck on Monday and freed around 10:30 evening on Wednesday.
Okay. How often do you typically see killer whales out in front of your community there?
Not none whatsoever in the wintertime.
Oh, really?
Right.
So why are there whales there now?
Pardon me?
What are the whales doing in that area at this time of year then?
We have a warm weather, like it was mild during the Christmas holidays, and I think it was during the warm weather they stayed, but all of a sudden the weather gets colder.
And so, Johnny, what is a mild what is mild weather for you during Christmas time? What was it like there then?
Like -9 to -12.
And that's Celsius.
Okay. Yeah, Celsius.
So these killer whales were stuck in the ice beginning, you think, sometime like on Monday night. And then your community actually asked the Canadian government to supply an icebreaker. But they denied your request. How did that make you feel?
Well, the Canadian government, when we asked them for help, for any other thing, they usually take, maybe 2 or 3 weeks to try to decide what to do. There was no response whatsoever during the 3-day freeze over.
Uh-huh.
So the only time they came up to observe was today. After 2 days, that whale had gone.
Right. And what, so the Canadian government finally showed up today after it was too late. What were they going to do?
They will not do nothing. Whatsoever. they will not do anything at all except to go back to the government office in Ottawa to talk about it. And it might take about 2 years before they do anything.
So when you realized that the government wasn't going to send an icebreaker up, then what did the people do?
Well, we had a meeting Wednesday night, big crowd, about 100 hunters, and we were planning to make the water a little bit bigger so they can breathe easier.
Mm-hmm.
And the ice thickness at that time was about 16 inches.
Okay.
And we planned to have, you know, the summertime wood cutters, like chainsaw.
Like saws, yes.
Yeah, yes, summer cutters, we call them. Because they only go in summertime.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the Canadian government never offer nothing whatsoever. The only time that we can offer is from an American who wants to give us propellers, which would melt the ice.
So that it would make a bigger hole or an opening so they could get to open water?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know what that means, but they said it'll make the water bigger and melt ice and places.
Okay. So they
I don't know if it worked that way, but with minus 42 Celsius, I don't know how good it would work, but we welcome the American for suggestions.
Right, exactly. So what you're saying is you didn't get a lot of help from the Canadians, but Americans were trying to step forward and assist. So, how many people live in your village?
Pardon me?
How many people actually live in your village there?
We have 1,800.
Okay, so it's sizable.
Yeah.
It's about the size of...
Sizable, about 300 to 400 went to observe the whales' water at this time, like 80, 85 at this time. Like,
okay.
Because the ice was too bad, you know.
Yes.
More than that.
So did you ever get out close to the whales while they were stuck in the... while they were trapped there?
Yes, of course. I was there every day to make sure the crowd, the people, don't get too close to the whales.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it could be somewhat stressful for the whales, too.
Well, When we had a crowd like this, when I was down there with few people, the whales were like sort of calm and breathing freely. But when there was a crowd, a larger crowd, they get aggressive, mm-hmm. and more. What they call it, more...
kind of anxious, and they get more active?
More active. Oh. And doing a lot of splashing on the ice.
Sure. And how many whales do you anticipate were trapped?
About 11, 12.
Okay. And it's understood that they think they were a family, maybe?
Yeah, there were probably about maybe two families. We should There was one younger, about maybe not born this winter, this summer. The other one's maybe two years old.
Okay. So we're speaking with Johnny Williams. He's the town manager of the small village of, I'm going to try it, Johnny, Anukjuak. Oh, you're going to have to do it for me again. How do we say the name of the village?
Anukjuak. That means giant Eskimo.
It does. All right. Yeah. Very interesting. I didn't know that. Anukjuak. He's the town manager. And so I'm curious about what it's been like for you. You've gotten a lot of media attention in your town this last week. How has that been for you?
Well, first time that ever happened in my life. We got calls from Australia, China, everywhere, the whole world, yesterday, especially yesterday. All that time, the mayor was talking to people, but he didn't go to the place because there was so much pressure from the media.
Okay. So has it quieted down now that the whales have been freed?
Occasionally, we've been getting calls to make sure those whales were actually gone.
Why do you think people are so concerned about this?
Well, we're human beings. We're very kind to each other. We suspect that being a human being is the same thing as mammals or marine mammals, whatever. We feel the same thing that if we were suffered like this, we would need help.
Yes.
Well,
I think that is a really wonderful, I don't know, it's a really wonderful outlook on life, Johnny, and I wish we had more people who thought like you, because I think it would be a different world. It's a good attitude. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us while we've got you on the phone today?
It's the first time that I ever speak to, a lot of time in news media, but not so much with English people. But I was talking to English lady in BBC in London.
Really? You're pretty famous.
I told her. You know, the first time that I ever speak to this person through the radio.
What did she say?
She said she was very glad that she could talk to me.
Well, you are pretty famous. As you do a couple internet searches for, you know, if you Google trapped whales in ice, all these different articles pop up, and Johnny Williams, your name, pops up in these articles quite often. So you've been busy. Are you looking forward to getting back to your normal life?
Right. Well, we're getting back to normal life, being Saturday tomorrow, and planning to go down where the whales were and to see how great it was to have these whales gone.
Yeah. Just one... go ahead.
Could I tell you something?
Yes, please.
Now, I'm collecting pins. You know, those small pins?
Uh-huh.
Of any town. And I would like to get some pins to get for me, because I have about 400 pins.
Okay, we can arrange that easily. Maybe what I'll do, Johnny, is when we are done with this interview, stay on the line after we're done talking, and I'll get an address from you, and we'll mail you a pinup. How does that sound?
Very good. We have our pin, a black pin. I will trade it to anybody who gave me a pin.
I would be honored to trade pins with you. I would. And like I say, stay on the line and I'll get your address when we are done visiting here. I can't thank you enough, Johnny, for talking with us today. Johnny Williams is the town manager of the Inukjuak. Close. Was it close? Not quite. Anyway, he's a town manager in a small village in Nunavut, Canada, and he's been very gracious to visit with us tonight, talking about the whales that were trapped in the ice the last several days. But the good news is those whales got free, and all is well for the moment. So, Johnny, stay on the line, and we'll talk off air. And again, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Thank you.